Welcome to Faith Victory Ministries International with Pastor Charles Entry. Please prepare your hearts and your minds to receive this great revelation from the Holy Spirit. May the Lord God bless you.
Today we have a word that we titled, We Stand on a Better Covenant. We stand on a better covenant. If you are talking of a better covenant, it means that it has been a previous covenant. And the previous covenant was the covenant of the law. We are swimming on the covenant of grace. And the covenant of grace is better than the covenant of the law. This is what we are going to prove here by scriptures. The book of John chapter 1 and the verse 17. Apostle John wrote, he said, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ came with something that is brand new. Brand new thing that Christ came with, which is grace and truth. It is new. In Galatians chapter 3 and the verses 23 to 26, Apostle Paul wrote, he said, but before faith came, in other words, before Jesus came, grace and truth, faith in Christ Jesus. So before Jesus came, before faith came, meaning before Jesus came, we were kept under the law. So before grace, everybody was under the law. Shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. In other words, there was a faith, but that faith was under the law. That faith was under the law. In other words, there was a kind of faith which was the law faith. But with the coming of Jesus Christ, there was another level of faith that was to be revealed. Verse 24, he said, while for the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. The law was our schoolmaster to teach us to be graduated to a higher level. The law was our schoolmaster to bring us to a higher level of fellowship with God. And it is done, or it is brought by the Spirit of grace, the Holy Ghost, that was at work in Christ Jesus. He said the law was a schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things, they are passed away. And behold, all things are new. The law in Christ Jesus. The law in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:2 says, for the spirit of the law in Christ Jesus had made me free from the life of death. So sin and death. It is the spirit of the law in Christ Jesus. So we moved from the law to grace, where the spirit of life is at work in its peak to bring forth everyone that was under the law to a higher level of spiritual law in Christ Jesus. The law in Moses was a schoolmaster to bring us to a higher level in Christ Jesus. Verse 25 of Galatians 3, he said, but after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. So after that Jesus Christ has come, we are no longer under the law in Moses. We are no longer under the law in Moses, but we are now under the law in Christ Jesus. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. We have been adopted to be sons of God, children of God in Christ Jesus. We have been adopted as children to the Father through faith in Christ Jesus. Let me emphasize a little bit, because the faith of the Old Testament or the faith of the law and the faith in Christ Jesus, they are not the same. And that is exactly what this word, Galatians 3, is teaching us. That where we used to be, the Lord had something better for us to bring us to a higher level. So what is faith under the law? Well, the book of Hebrews have listed a list of people who lived in a faith that pleased God. And these ones, their names are mentioned here. And we're going to find out what they did compared to what is available to us today, that the Lord God is saying it's much better than these all people that lived and their report pleased the Lord. Hebrews chapter 11 and the verses 1 and 2. He said, now faith, it is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtain a good report. For by faith, the elders of the law, the people of the law, they obtain a good report. In other words, their life pleased the Lord. Their faith under the law pleased the Lord. But there is another level of faith that Christ brought forth, revealed by the law in Christ Jesus, which is higher than all these people's faith that we are going to mention. Hebrews 11:4, he said, by faith, Abel, he offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. The offering of sacrifice was an external faith unto Almighty God. And the Lord said that under the law of Moses, this type of sacrifice pleased the Lord, and Abel had a good report towards Almighty God. Hebrews 11:5, he said, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. He believed God that he is not going to see death. In other words, the word of the Lord that came unto him, he believed in that word and he lived accordingly. And the Lord God manifested what he said concerning him, and his word came to pass in his life. Enoch did not die, but Enoch was taken by Almighty God. Hebrews 11:7, by faith Noah, being warned of God of the things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteous which is by faith. The man preached for 120 years, telling them what is to come, what he could not see, substance of things not seen. But it was evidence in the realm of the spirit to Noah. And the Noah moved ahead and did exactly as the Lord God was demanding of him. He moved ahead, preaching the gospel unto the people and building the ark. And the Lord manifested what he said he was going to do. Destroyed the whole world and saved only 8 people from the family of Noah. Or of the family of Noah. Hebrews 11:8, through faith, our father Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should afterwards receive for an inheritance, he obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whether he went. It is because the Lord has spoken to him. He believed in his God. He believed that the Lord God, what the Lord has spoken into his life, God is able to bring forth. He believed not what he was seeing in the physical, but he believed the report of the faith, what was not seen in the realm of the physic, and moved forth to the land that the Lord God had prepared for his life. And he was considered to be a righteous man. Hebrews 11:11, through faith also, Abraham's wife, Sarah, herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. God that promised unto him, God that promised unto Sarah, God, or God that promised unto him, Abraham. Abraham believed, and Sarah also believed that the Lord God, who had promised, even though her womb is dead, God is able to bring forth Isaac. Because the Lord God had promised, he is able to bring forth Isaac. And Hebrews 11:20, Isaac, by faith, blessed Jacob and Esau, his sons, concerning things to come. Those things were not there, but by faith, as his father walked in faith, the mother walked in faith, the faith was also built in him, and he believed in the God of his father and the mother, and he blessed his children, Jacob and Esau, for the things to come. In Hebrews 11:29, by faith, they, which means Moses and his people, they passed through the Red Sea by dry land, which Egyptians, essaying to do, were drawn. In other words, by faith, when they saw the sea and the coming of Pharaoh's army, they still believed in the Lord Almighty God, who had promised them to take them to the Canaan land. By faith, Moses' faith was not quenched, because he believed in the God that had done signs and wonders to free them out and brought them before the sea. And he believed that God is going to pave a way for them through the sea. God made a land, dry land, in the midst of the sea to cross his people to Canaan land. It was by faith. In Hebrews 11 and the verses 30, he said, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. The Lord God told Joshua, said, Joshua, this seems to be a fortress. This seems to be a fortress, but all that I'm asking you to do, there shall not be any battle. All that you need to do for the next 7 days, compass around this wall of Jericho, and it shall come down. They did exactly as the Lord God said unto them, and the wall of Jericho came down. We can see that all these people whose life pleased the Lord, and the things that they did, most of these things were all external. External. But the list do not stop here. The list do not stop at the Red Sea. It continues in Hebrews 11, the verses 39 to 40. The word said, he said, and this all, what is this all? This all that we have said about all these people who obtained good report in the sight of Almighty God, this all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. Received not the promise. They did not receive the promised. They did not receive the promised. They did not receive the promised. Their faith pleased the Lord. Hebrews 11 says, he said that without faith it is impossible to please God. These people exercise faith, and their faith, or the exercising of their faith, what they did externally, all pleased Almighty God. But they did not receive the promise. They did not receive the promise. God, having provided something better, some better thing for us. God, having provided some better things for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. So the type of faith that the people of the Old Testament were exercising, or the law, the faith in the law, is not making any of them, or did not make any of them perfect, did not bring any of them into perfection. God, knowing this, had provided something better for our generation, had provided something better for us, had provided the Holy Ghost for you, had provided a stand for your life, had provided and given you He Himself, the Spirit of God that dwells in you, that you also can stand and claim things and it shall come to pass, and proclaim things and it shall come to pass, and not tearing or opening the mouths of the lions and stuff like that, but it is a type of faith that is going to bring glory to our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. They did not obtain the promise, and the Lord God had provided something better for you and us. It's a clear indication that, you know, the covenant of grace is higher than the covenant of law. The covenant of grace, it is higher than the covenant of the law. The law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus is higher than the law of the flesh in Moses. The law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus is higher than the law of Moses. You have to come up higher because something better has been given. And what makes it better is because it will bring you onto perfection. It will bring you onto perfection. You know, when we are saying these things, you might not grab it. This is meat. And you have to catch it and eat your portion. Because none of those people of the Old Testament, Moses, could part the Red Sea by faith, but Moses could not control his anger. Samson could tear the lions apart, but Samson will fall for Delilah. And on, David, a man after God's own heart, wonderful things that he did, but perfection was not there. When he saw Bathsheba, he fell. But the type of faith which we stand on is a faith that we receive help from the Holy Ghost. The indwelling of the Holy Ghost, it is no more you shall, but it is I will. The Lord Himself giving you His Holy Spirit to help you perform what they could not do. A higher level, something better for the generation of grace. And you have to take advantage of it. Thank you, my Lord. We stand on a better covenant because Jesus is operating as our high priest at the right hand of God. Hebrews chapter 8 and the verses 1 and 2. He said, our generation, the children of grace, we have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. Deep things that we are talking about here. Jesus Christ sitting at the right hand of the Father as a high priest, operating from a true tabernacle. Not the tabernacle that is built of man, but the tabernacle in heaven built by God. And this is where Jesus Christ is operating from. And the Lord Jesus is praying for everyone and each one of us that what God has called you to do, you shall do these things unto the name of the Father. And the Lord Jesus every single day interceding on behalf of the children that you may do more and exceedingly than what He came here and do. That is why you stand on a better covenant, because you have a high priest that constantly is praying for you from a sanctuary that is not made of the hand of any man, but God Himself built it in heaven. God is telling you that you stand on a better covenant because He had made changes of the previous covenant. Hebrews 7 and the verses 11 to 12. He said, if therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law. Let me explain this before we move forward. Levitical priesthood, it is the priesthood of Aaron. We're going to talk about Melchizedek type of priesthood, which is after the priesthood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord is saying that the priesthood after the order of Aaron did not bring any form of perfection. Any form of perfection. He said, What further need was there that another priesthood should rise after the order of Melchizedek and not be called after the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. So you can see that God himself, seeing the priesthood after the order of Aaron could not bring forth perfection, the law said that there has to be a change, because the priesthood after the order of Aaron is governed by the law in Moses. By the law in Moses. But so if there is a change of the priesthood, if God is changing the priesthood after the order of Aaron to be the priesthood after the order of Melchizedek, then there must be a change also of the Lord that empowers the priesthood. So God changing the priesthood after the order of Aaron change also the law that is associated with the priesthood after the order of Melchizedek. In other words, this is a confirmation that God changing the law, bringing us on a higher level, the law that is linked to the priesthood after the order of Aaron, bringing forth a new law in Christ Jesus, the priesthood also needs to be changed. This is the reason why you are seeing Jesus Christ today being our high priest. Aaron compared to Jesus, Jesus is better. Hallelujah. Jesus, the priesthood after the order of Melchizedek, is better. What has this change made to us? God made the change, but what is the benefit of this change for us? In Hebrews 7 and the verses 19, the word says, he said, for the law made nothing perfect. The law in Moses, it made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw near unto God. So the change of the new law bring forth everyone and each one of us closer to God. Closer to God. It is not God that is coming on the mountain to talk to nobody. For the Spirit of the Lord has been released in you and dwelling in you. It is not the Spirit, the era of the Spirit upon. It is the era of the Spirit within. The Holy Ghost tabernacle in you. The Holy Ghost is not coming to talk to you and leave. This time your body has become the temple of the living God. The law in Christ Jesus is better. The change of the law after the order of Aaron had brought forth a higher level of law in Christ Jesus that draws us closer to Almighty God. We stand on a better covenant. In Hebrews 7, we continue in the perfection, or what other benefits we have. Hebrews 7, 26 and 28. He said, for such an high priest became us, talking about Jesus, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. Hallelujah. That is the God, our high priest, a new high priest. We are not talking about Aaron, we are talking about Jesus Christ, who needed not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins, and then for the people's. For this he did once, when he offered up himself. For the law maketh men high priests, he said, for the law maketh men high priests, which have infirmity. But the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore. Let me explain this. Jesus Christ was not conceived by man. Jesus was conceived by the Holy Ghost. His nature is incomparable to no one. He was conceived in the womb of Mary without sin. Jesus is not of Adamic nature. Jesus is of the nature of the Holy Ghost. So his holiness is intact. Aaron's holiness is not intact because Aaron is of a man. So when Aaron will enter the priesthood after the order of Aaron, the priesthood after the order of the law, anyone that is a priest that will enter into the place of sacrifice, the presence of the Lord, either the holy place or the holy of holiest, they have to sacrifice for their own sins first before the priest can stand for the people. But as far as Jesus Christ is concerned, for he was without sin, he was no sin, there is no seed of sin in him, there is no need of sacrifice unto himself, but he himself sacrificed not the blood of goats and the calves, but his own blood, sacrificed for the people. For the people, so that we come up on a higher level of relationship with the Father. This is how better the priesthood or the covenant of grace compared to the covenant of law. We stand on a better covenant. We have been drawn closer to God. And one thing that we have to notice here, he talks about the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore. There was a word. The priesthood after the order of Jesus came with a word of oath, which was not present in the priesthood after the order of Aaron. In Hebrews 7 and the verses 20 and 21, he said, and inasmuch as not without an oath he was made priest. For those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath, by him that said unto him, the Lord swore and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Almighty God swore unto himself, you are a priest forever. It is not a short-term priest. Our Christ is sitting on the right hand of the Father, operating from the holy sanctuary in heaven, interceding on our behalf with the empowerment of the Holy Ghost that is taking your petition to the throne room of Almighty God. Every single moment, a child of God stands on a better covenant than anybody that lives under the law. You are greater than Isaiah. You are greater than Moses. You are greater than John the Baptist. You are greater than all of them. All of them. But you did not open the mouth of the lion. You did not, you know, pave the sea or part the sea into two. Yet the word says, because of the covenant which you stand on, you are greater than anybody that lived of the Old Testament. We stand on a better covenant. We stand on a better covenant. The priesthood after the order of Melchizedek came with an oath sworn by God himself that our priest, Jesus Christ, his throne is forever. Forever settled. Nobody moves him. Unshakable God that you serve. Time will not change him. He remained the same, because God that cannot swear to anything higher sworn unto himself that your priest is everlasting priesthood. Thank you, Lord. We stand on a better covenant. More unto this covenant in the book of Hebrews, chapter 9 and the verses 12 to 14. He said, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, Christ was not offering the blood of goats and calf as Aaron was doing, or any of the priests under the law of Moses was doing. But Jesus Christ offered his own blood. He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us, he redeemed all of us and entered into the holy place only once, with a type of blood that will not need any other blood to be sacrificed. A type of blood that was the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ himself. There is no blood that is beyond the blood of Jesus. It is the blood that satisfied the demand of the Father once and for all. There is no need of blood sacrifice unto God under no condition, forever and ever and ever and ever. Once he entered, and that was it. He entered into that holy place for you. He entered into that holy place you delivered from darkness and presented you before the Father. Cancel every other covenant that was made of any form of blood. But the blood of Jesus, that is higher than any blood available in the surface of this universe, Jesus Christ offered it for you and I once and for all and forever and ever and ever. I have come to tell you there is no need of any form of blood sacrifice. He entered once and offered that blood in our behalf. He said, verse 13 of Hebrews 9, he said, for if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Jesus Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Do not allow any fetish priest to deceive you. Do not allow anybody to deceive you. God is not requiring any blood from nobody. The blood of Jesus is not the blood of goats. The blood of goats and bull were just covering blood. The sacrifices that Aaron, the sacrifices of the priesthood after the order of Aaron, all the priests of the Old Testament, their sacrifices were all covering sacrifices. All of them. The blood sacrifice was the bull. None of them ever shed his blood for you or for the people. And it wouldn't even be accepted anyway, because they were of the Adamic nature. The blood was already contaminated. But the Lord demanded the blood of animals, the bulls and the goats, and the sacrifices has to continue all over and over, including the priesthood himself. The priest himself has to come over, you know, the holy place every single year, the holiest of holy. You know, you have to remember how the tabernacle of God was built in the Old Testament, divided into three. The courtyard where all these animals were being sacrificed, being, you know, slaughtered and taking the blood. So when someone has committed a sin, he's bringing, according to the type of sin committed, bringing the type of animal that is going to be sacrificed. And he bring it to the court, the open court. They kill the animal, they collect the blood. They are now giving the blood to the high priest. And the high priest is entering to the holy place and going to pray for the person, interceding, using the blood of that animal. And once a year, only once a year, this high priest will also collect blood and go to the holiest of holy, which is the very presence of Almighty God. That place, when he goes, he himself has to make sure that he is purified. In other words, that his sins are covered, that there is no sin that can be seen. So once he has done that, he goes to that place with a rope upon his leg or his feet. Why? Because if he is not at the standing of the Lord, in other words, if there is any sin found in him, he will die just right there, and nobody can go in there and pull him out. So they have the cord attached to his feet, and from time to time they were pulling the cord, and every time they put the cord, the priest have to make a sign that he is alive, that they shouldn't pull him back. Jesus Christ, nothing like this sort ever happened. Jesus entered to the holiest of holy ones with the type of blood that satisfied the Father forever. It wasn't a covering blood, it was a cleansing blood. The blood after the order of Melchizedek was a blood that covers. In other words, the sin was still there. The sin was being remembered, but not cleansed. But the priesthood after the order of Melchizedek, which priest is Jesus, offered his own blood. This is a cleansing blood. A blood that do not let any trace of your past. A blood that had cleansed all your sins. A blood that is not condemning you. A blood that is not accusing you. A blood that says that you are a new creature in the Lord Jesus. He entered into that place once and for all and have delivered us from sins. That is why in Romans 6:14 he says, sin shall not have dominion over you because you are not under the law of Moses. Sin shall not have dominion over you because you are not under the law. You are under grace. You are under grace. You are under Jesus Christ. The grace and truth that came under Jesus, that is where you are. Jesus had redeemed us, all of us, from our previous darkness, from the sway of darkness, and had brought us into his marvelous light. The light that is, there is no darkness, because when that light comes in, every darkness of the devil disappeared. This is what the Lord God has done for us. We standing on a better covenant. You are standing on a better covenant. There is no condemnation in you. The blood of Jesus took away all sins, but the blood of the animals did not. And it is very true in Hebrews 10 and the verses 3 to 4. He said, in those sacrifices of the Old Testament, there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. That is what I just explained. The remembrance of sin every year, God was remembering. So every year, the priests have to go back and offer blood again. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and the goats should take away sins. The blood of animals cannot take away sins. They can only cover sins. And the covering is not cleansing. It is still there. That is why there have been a remembrance every single year. You stand on a better covenant because the blood that was offered on your behalf as a sacrifice to the Father, it's a cleansing blood. It was the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ himself. There is no remembrance of sins over your life. There is no remembrance of your past over you. God is not accusing you and bringing forth your past unto you ever and ever. You are now in Christ. The Lord sees you through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, as you are in grace, sin shall not have dominion over you. You rule over the sins. To God alone be the glory. We stand on a better covenant. The sacrifice that Christ has made, it is for everyone. Everyone that is out there. Not just for Christians. He did not come for Christians. He came for sinners. He did not come for Christians. He came for sinners. In Hebrews chapter 9 and the verses 24 to 27. He said, for Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest entered into the holy place every year with blood of others. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world had he appeared to put away sins by sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, But after this, the judgment. Be saved, come to Jesus before it is too late. Come to Jesus Christ before it is too late. Salvation is only unto Christ. As far as one is still in this world here, there is a hope. There is a hope. No matter what you are in, whatever that your condition is, Christ is not condemning nobody. Christ is not condemning nobody. Matter of fact, you are the greatest qualified one to come to him. If you see yourself as a sinner, you are welcome to our Lord Jesus Christ. For he stands on a better covenant for everyone and each one of us. He came operating with the blood of himself from a higher level, not the tabernacle that is of this world here, but the one that is in heaven for you to be saved. The blood of the Old Testament could not do much for them, but for us, it has brought us. You don't have to die. There is still hope. Come to Jesus Christ and live. For after death, it's just judgment. Everything would be too late. Thank you, my Lord. Jesus Christ is able to bring you on a higher level into this covenant because he came here and lived as you are living. In Hebrews chapter 4 and the verses 15 and 16 says that we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain grace and find mercy in time of help. We may obtain mercy and find grace in time of help. We may obtain mercy. Come to the throne room of grace to obtain mercy and find grace in time of help. Do not wait until it is too late. When there is still time, when you are still alive, please, no matter what your condition is, run quickly to the Lord. Come and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The Lord will never condemn you. What you have done in the past is past. Once you have come to him, he will bring you to a higher level. You that have come to our Lord Jesus Christ, now that you are in Christ, when sin had entered under any condition, also operate with the tools of salvation. Come before the Lord. Plead the mercies of Almighty God. Ask for forgiveness. The Lord will forgive you. Call upon the grace of the living God before it is too late. Don't wait till you fall before you call upon the grace of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, my Lord. We stand on a better covenant because we are swimming in the mercies and in the grace from the throne room of God. All your sins are cleansed. All your sins are cleansed in Christ Jesus. Hebrews 8 and the verses 12 and 13. He said, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. This is something that people of the Old Testament, people of the Old Covenant, could not obtain. The Lord said, he will be merciful to our unrighteousness. Is it because the Lord will be merciful to our unrighteousness that we may abound in sin? Apostle Paul said, God forbid. God forbid. God forbid. We are not going to frustrate the grace of God. We are going to be covered with the righteousness in the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will be merciful to our unrighteousness and our sins and iniquities. The Lord shall remember them no more. That he said, a new covenant. You are standing on a new covenant because the Lord brought forth a new covenant. He had made the first old. The covenant of the law is made old. The covenant of Moses, it is made old. Now that which decayed and waxed old is ready to vanish. The one that decayed and waxed old, it is vanished. The covenant of Moses is vanished. Now we are under the covenant in Christ Jesus, operating under the Spirit within, not the Spirit upon. The Holy Ghost that makes one perfect, brings one unto perfection. You can be perfect in your marriage. You can be perfect in your homes. You can be perfect in your jobs. You can be perfect in heart. You can be perfect in gossiping. You can be perfect in lies. You can be perfect in your every single day life, because it is not of you, but it is the empowerment of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of help. For the Lord God said that I have waxed away the old covenant and I have brought unto you a new covenant. You stand on a better covenant unto the glory of the living God. You shall not die in the name of Jesus. We stand on a better covenant. We stand on a better covenant, and all our sins are washed away. This new covenant that God brought to us, as Moses was the representative of the old covenant, so Jesus Christ is the representative of this new covenant, our high priest. In Hebrews 8, we are bringing everything to an end. Hebrews 8 and the verses 6 and 10, he said, but now had he obtained more excellent ministry. Jesus Christ had obtained more excellent ministry, by which also Jesus is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. The Old Testament people, elders, did not retain. They only got good report, but they did not get the promise. They did not obtain the promise. Jesus Christ, mediator of the new covenant, established upon the new promises of the living God, better promises than the old. In 10, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, which saith the Lord. This is the details, the promises of the new covenant given to our Lord Jesus Christ, all represented by our high priest Jesus. The Lord himself said that this is the new promise. I will put my laws in their minds. I will put my laws in their minds. Compared to the laws that were written on the tablets of stones, this time the stones shall not be physical stones anymore, but your heart shall be the stones where I am going to put my laws. Your mind shall be the stone where I am going to put my law. We are not talking about external element anymore. Everything about the new covenant is all internal. You don't have to go back to be reading from the stone. The Holy Spirit shall bring to your remembrance the written word of the Lord in your mind. For I, the Lord, will put my law into their mind and write them in their hearts. The stone that contained the law in Moses, the heart of a man, contains the laws in Christ Jesus, not tablets of stones. I will be to them a God, and they shall be unto me a people. I will not be considered as a policeman, but I shall be considered as a father. Almighty God is not a policeman with a baton waiting for you to sin and to hit you. Our God is a father. We are standing on a better covenant. We go before our father no matter what the condition is, because our father will not bring forth our shame and reproach, but the Lord will wash away, have washed away, shall cleanse thee, had cleansed all your sins. There is no condemnation upon you. Your nakedness is not covered, but it is cleansed in our Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we glorify your name. You are not like any person of the Old Testament, for you stand on a better covenant. May the Lord God help you. May the Lord help everyone and each one of us to live a life of perfection where sin is not having dominion over us. A life where our hearts are in tune with God. A life that makes our homes better. A life that makes our lives better. A life that makes us be afraid of sin or committing sin. A life that helps us to stay away from sin, so that the hedge that the Lord God had built around you, you shall be protected. For if you break the hedge, the serpent shall bite. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, may the Holy Ghost that is at work in you continue keeping you in holiness, blameless, until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you. In Jesus' name, the word has been given. Amen. Amen.
You just received a word from Pastor Charles Entry at Faith Victory Ministries International. For more messages and other great resources to help you grow in your walk with Christ, please be sure to visit us at faithvictoryministries.org. That's faithvictoryministries.org. And may God continue to bless you.